בסימן התאווה, ברוך השם. We're happy to announce that we are in Torah Lamed Chet. Part Gimel, Likutei Moharan. ברוך השם. Rabbeinu is telling us that we have to remember always that every word that comes out from our mouth is words of Hashem. It's an aspect of the Shekhinah itself that speaks out. And everyone needs to believe in himself. When you go to a class and you hear a rabbi and his words are very inspiring, or you read a book that is very inspiring, you say, wow, that book was written by Hashem. It's a righteous man that wrote that book. That's easy to believe. That was actually the mistake of Am Israel when they already went out from Egypt. So Hashem wanted to drown the Egyptians in the sea. And the angels were screaming. They say, why are you saving those, the Jews, the Israeli ones, that they're also worshipping idols? And those Egyptians, you want to kill them, to drown them in the sea. Why? Those are worshipping idols, and those are worshipping idols. So there's a big question on that. How you call them Am Israel worshipping idols? Why you want to say on them that they're worshipping idols? They believed in Hashem. And also we know that 80% of Am Israel that weren't worthy to be saved from Egypt, they died already in Egypt. So the 20% that went out, they were worthy. So you need to call them the believers, the strong ones, the righteous part of Am Israel. Why the angels defining them as worshipping idols of the Elilim? So I heard once of Ofer Erez that he answered, he said, those 20% they believed in Moshe Rabbeinu that he is righteous, that he's got the power to take them out of Egypt. They saw he's a very powerful man. But when Moshe Rabbeinu told them the second promise, I'm going to give you the Torah, means you're going to be in that high level to receive the Torah, means I'm going to take you out from your contamination, and you're going to become to be so pure, out of 49 gates of Tumah, into 49 gates of Kedusha, to receive the Torah. In that they couldn't believe. They couldn't believe in themselves. To believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, they could do that. No problem. Look at him. No questions. But to believe that he can make us in his level, like Rabbeinu promised, and Yaser Tchem Kamoni Mamash, I'm going to make you to be exactly like me. That Rabbeinu promised that to each and every one of us. So now, do you believe in those words of Rabbeinu? Okay, that Rabbeinu is righteous, we all believe. No arguments. Rabbeinu was pure, Rabbeinu was holy, Rabbeinu was amazing. Amazing. But can I be also in that level like Rabbeinu promised, Rabbeinu said, "Ani aser etchem kamoni mamash," I'm going to make you to be like me. Do you believe in that? Do you believe in Rabbeinu? That's the question, if you believe in yourself. If not, you're still worshipping idols. If you don't believe in yourself, Rabbeinu is telling us here, your words that comes out from your mouth, those are words of the Shekhinah Kedusha. Now, do you believe in that? You believe that you can be a vessel to the Shekhinah Kedusha? That you can be the holy chariot to the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechinte? And to every place that you go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is walking with you. To every place that you go, the Shekhinah is over there with you. And everything is amazing, and you can bring salvation down to the world. You can pray and you're going to be answered. And you can say on that person, you're going to be healthy. You're going to be healthy. On that person, you're going to be rich. You're going to be rich. On that person, you're going to be a Talmid Chacham. You're going to be... Do you believe in the power of the blessings of your mouth? If not, so you're still in that aspect of worshipping idols. You don't believe in yourself. It's written on Adam HaRishon that he had a defect, a pgam in emunat chachamim, in faith in chachamim. Who were those chachamim, those wise people that he didn't believe them? He was the first man on earth. So how can it be that Adam HaRishon had a defect in faith in wise people? There was no one there. He didn't believe in himself. That was the defect. You heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu exactly what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. It was very clear for you 1 minute ago. But now the snake came with his doubts, with his advice, with his wisdom. And now he's trying to tilt you from the truth that you know inside. If you believe in yourself, you are not going to move. You're going to tell him, I'm listening to my Rebbe, I listen to Hashem. Hashem already told me, I know the truth. My inner truth is straight. And I know it. And you cannot convince me, no matter which proofs and evidence you're going to bring. When things are not clear for you from inside, you're open to other wisdoms, to foreign wisdoms, to people that are going to try to tilt you from the truth, to take you to other places. In what it depends, in how much you believe in yourself. If you're not questioning on yourself, no, maybe he's right, maybe I misunderstood, maybe I... Those doubts, those are the Amalek that is inside of the person. You need to believe in yourself that when you go to the field and when you're talking to Hashem Yitbarach, you can find Hashem in the fields. Means that your understandings are the right understandings. That when you have conclusions in Avodat Hashem, when you see things in a very clear way, and when you see that Hashem is talking to you, literally talking to you, showing to you, opening the path for you, you need to count on yourself that you have the ability to understand Hashem. That's what it means that you believe in yourself. That you believe, I can be also a vessel. I also can be a vessel to contain Hashem, to understand Hashem. I read something amazing yesterday evening, from the Baal HaSulam. The Baal HaSulam is asking an amazing question that we all feel, Baruch Hashem, thank God that we all feel that. Rabbeinu is saying that to have a certain Yetzer Hara, you need to be in a very high level. And if not, you don't feel those, you don't have those doubts, you don't have those confusions, if you're not in a very high level, that Yetzer Hara is fighting hard with you. A lot of people are asking, how can it be that I feel so separated from my family? How can it be that I feel so far from everyone in the world? I feel so alone. I feel like, mamash, I don't have nothing except my Avodat Hashem. And also in that, if I would be able to serve Hashem well, to learn Gemara, to pray, to daven mincha even once in a while. So at least I felt like I have something in my hand, but nothing is moving and everything is so heavy and so hard. And what am I doing here? What's going on? Try to nullify myself to Hashem, to commit myself to Avodat Hashem. And I find myself in the middle of the desert, in a storming sea, you say? Yam so'er? Say that? And all alone, like a ship alone in the sea, and winds from everywhere, and David HaMelech is saying, Avi v'imi azavuni, my mother and my father and my mother, they left me. No one. Only Hashem gonna pick me up one day. One day Hashem yasfeni, he gonna. I believe in him that he gonna. So now I'm alone. You find yourself alone. Alone, looking for Hashem, searching for Hashem. It's a big difficulty of a lot of people. So first of all, we need to be happy that we're going through that process, because that's an evidence to the fact that you left the contaminated part of the world and you crossed the border to Kedusha, toward Kedusha. This is how Rabbeinu explained the concept of the name of Avraham Ivri. That Avraham, all of the world was in one side and Avraham was Ba'ever HaSheni, in the other side. All of the world in one side, and you're on the other side, wonderful, you're with Avraham. You're with Avraham. You're different than everyone else that you know. You're with Avraham. Super great. He was also alone. Echad Haya Avraham. He was alone. He was praying to Hashem alone. He was davening. He was crying to Hashem. He was learning. He was searching for Hashem Yitbarach all alone. No parents in the picture. Only obstacles from their side. No friends, who can he talk to? No one understands him. And even someone that you think that he understands you, after a few months you talk to him again, you see that he really wasn't there for you. And you, okay, so Hashem helped you, Baruch Hashem. But it's only you and Hashem. So the Baal HaSulam here is asking, what's the reason that people feel such kvedut, heaviness? In Avodat Hashem, that a person feels when he's nullifying himself to Hashem. So we should know that the reason of that heaviness that you feel while you want to serve Hashem nullifying all of your being to Hashem, and not to worry about yourself at all, for your needs at all, that a person come to that situation like all of the world is the same, and just he now is missing from the world, and he left his family and his friends to nullify to Hashem. So he's saying there's only one simple reason, and that's reason called lack of faith. Chesron emuna. Your lack of faith. It means that you cannot see who you're trying to nullify yourself to. It means that you don't feel the presence of Hashem. This is what it makes you feel so heavy in your Avodat Hashem. So the answer on that is, the question is, okay, so what should I do? The answer is, you need to believe in Hashem. Lack of faith, the answer for that is to believe in Hashem. What it means to believe in Hashem? Even when you cannot see Hashem, you need to believe in Him. So when you try to mamash, to nullify yourself, to cancel yourself totally to Hashem Yitbarach, not to be part of this world at all. So actually, you did separate yourself from the world. The truth is now that you don't have no connection anymore, not to the lusts and desires, not to the imaginations of this world, nothing. Rabbeinu said, I'm taking the hands and the legs from your avonot. Even if you're sinning, even if you're failing in something, it's not the same. You're not excited like you were before. You're not happy and you don't feel satisfied. You feel stupid. You feel dumb. You look at yourself and say, oh, what am I? Screwed up? What am I doing? What am I doing with my life? Why am I falling to those nonsense? Why am I acting like that? Why am I lying? Why am I so afraid? Why am I doing those shtuyot that doesn't give me no life, doesn't give me no happiness? So you question him, so you took out the oket, the sting, out of that sin, out of that avera. It's like it doesn't have no roots. Okay, so it's a nice flower that about to die. It's not going to grow. That sin will not going to bring you to sin again and to try to do that. Adraba. From those downs, from those fallings, you wake up to see Hashem. You say, wow, what a stupid person I am. I'm so pathetic. Why am I doing that? And then you go to the field and you cry to Hashem. You say, please, Rabbi Shalom, heal me, help me, wake me up, because I won't do those nonsense anymore. Let me commit myself only to you. So actually all of that down brought you up. Brought you to Hashem in a way that none of the mitzvot can bring you to Hashem. Okay, you put tefillin today. Was that hanachat tefillin woke you up like some sin, chas shalom, that you failed? You kept last Shabbos, it was amazing Shabbos, so much you were praying, you were drinking, you were singing, you were eating, you had friends over the table. Amazing. One mistake in Avodat Hashem that you feel that you screwed up with your rabbi is going to wake you up a lot more than anything else, than any mitzvah. Because you say, hey, listen, I cannot sin. I cannot sin. Because we're all your echet. When we're judging ourselves, we have to see who we really are, not what Yetzirah is telling you in yourself. Yetzirah is going to tell you you're corrupt, you're worthless, you're useless, you're a liar, you're pathetic, you're effes, you're zero, you're nothing going to come out from you, you failed so many times. And that's the language of Yetzirah, he's a criminal. His violence is cruel, that's his way, he always lie. Always lie. But you need to check yourself. Am I really all of those horrible things that I hear about myself? Really? What's my inner will? Who am I inside? If inside you realize that I'm pretty nice. I want to do some good things in my life. I like to see people succeed. I like people to grow. I want people to be healthy. I care about people. When I have the ability to give charity, so I'm giving. I want to give. At least I want. I know I want to give. And I like to help. I can spend a few hours helping people, taking their stuff from one place to the other. I can help people to climb the bus, whatever. I'm a good person. I want to do tshuva. I don't know how to. Okay, I don't know how to. I have bad, horrible habits. I'm doing bad things, really bad things. Horrible things. I can find myself fail so many times a day, and mamash, I can do bad things, but why am I sinning? Let's check. Why that last mistake that I made yesterday? Why? I was afraid. I wasn't sure. I was terrified. Something was mamash pushing me to the edge, and I felt terrified. Why I lied? Why I made that wrong thing? Something was too strong on me. There was a big yetzer in that place that was overpowering on me. But did I want to lie? Did I wanted to fail? Did I wanted to do something bad? The answer is no. If I could change it now, would I change it? For sure I would. Would I choose the truth now if I would have the power to do that? Yes, I would. So from that, you should learn that you're a good person. And now you can judge yourself. When you go with every understanding till the roots of it, that's the power of Itbodedut. That you have time to talk to Hashem Yitbarach. That you have 1 hour to talk, at least 1 hour. Take one point in your Avodat Hashem and talk about that point until you're really going to understand who are you in that place. People are acting out of stress, out of fear. No, they told me, they called me, they say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to decide. And if not, then who are you? What do you want? Hang up the phone. Don't answer. Take 1 week off. Take a break. Go to a vacation. Think, who are you in that situation? What do you understand that you need to do? What do you want to do? Who are you in that place? If you're not yourself, you're nothing. You not exist. Who are you? Just a fake, just a liar, just an actor? Who are you? Someone that's afraid from his parents, someone that's afraid from his wife, someone that's afraid from people. Who are you? You're not yourself at all. The real righteous people, the real holy people, are people that went with their truth all the way. All the way. And in the end you see that all of those ways are meeting themselves together when you meet Hashem. And they're all standing in a circle. And they're all pointing and aiming and saying, there's Hashem, that's Hashem, we hoped for Him, that's Hashem. Everyone came from somewhere else. Some place else. Everyone, one came from LA, one came from New York, one came from Spain, one came from Indonesia, one came from Kansas, one came from Dallas, one came from Milwaukee. Everyone came from another hole in the world, and we're all crawling back to Jerusalem. Like the Rabbi Yisrael Dov Odessor said, one day people are going to crawl out from the sewer and they're going to wear our kittel, stripes and kittel, Yerushalmi Hasidic kittel. One day you can still smell the sewer. It's not hard to it rings some bells. Then, at least, Hashem is helping. And why Hashem chose you? Why Hashem chose you? Because you have some good point. Like the Rabbeinu taught us, you need to judge your friend in a positive way. To see his good points. Hashem looked at you and he saw some good points inside of you. That in your tests of life, you weren't such a horrible liar. Really, you were admitting the truth, and you were ready to lose some money for other people, that other people were not going to be damaged. You stood up straight in some tests in life. You were not betraying, and you were not cheating. And even if you were in other places, you had some good points that shone your real honest and pure heart that is you. And when Hashem recognized that, when Hashem saw that, so He handpicked you out. Just took you out. And now it's a process to purify. It's a process to achieve the goal that you're aiming, that you wish to achieve, that you want to be holy, that you want to have clean thoughts. I remember that once I've been in the mikveh. And like I'm telling you, the Torah is infinity, is endless. Like that I can find chidushim on myself in the Torah, you can find chidushim on yourself in the Torah. You have the same, I have one letter in the Torah and that's it. And you also have one letter in the Torah and that's it. And you can find yourself in the Torah exactly like that I find myself in the Torah. It's not that because I found myself in the Torah, so I have certain importance on you. because you haven't found yourself in the Torah yet. You can find yourself also in the Torah, exactly like that I can find myself in the Torah. Once I went to the mikveh, and I'm dipping, and because I'm born in Jerusalem, so I have that connection to Jerusalem, and I'm saying to myself, wouldn't it be nice if the Torah could say on me also, min kiyei hada'at shebi Yerushalayim? There is that concept that calls nekiyei hada'at shebi Yerushalayim. People with clean mind that lived in Jerusalem. We're talking about ancient generations of Tanaim that lived here, that they were clear in their minds, they were holy, they were pure, they lived in Jerusalem. And now we're enjoying their understandings in Avodat Hashem. From who we're learning? From the Kiyah Da'at Shebi Yerushalayim, from those old seniors of Jerusalem with a clean, clear mind that lived in Jerusalem, in old Jerusalem. So I'm dipping in the mikveh and I'm saying to myself, you're also in Jerusalem. Wouldn't it be nice if they could say on you also that you're one of Minikiyei Hada'at Shebi Yerushalayim? And in the next time that I'm dipping in the mikveh, I'm thinking to myself, Hashem gave me that understanding that it's written, Minikiyei Hada'at Yerushalayim. The first letters of the word Minikiyei Hada'at Shebi Yerushalayim, it's Moshe. And my second name is Moshe. So I can say, Dror Moshe. What it means, Dror Moshe? Dror, min kiyei hada'at shebi Yerushalayim. Dror is one of those people that have a clean mind, that is pure, and they live in Jerusalem. That's it. In the next dipping, I said to myself, what a shame. If that's the condition of Am Yisrael, that you're one of nekiyei hada'at shebi Yerushalayim. What a pity, what a disgrace. If Am Yisrael holding in that place, that you have a clean mind, a clear mind in this generation, so mamash, we're in a low place. But it gives hope. It gives hope. So you see that you think about something, and you wish to have something, and Hashem is with you in that place. Hashem is just revealing to you that you are who that you want to be. That you are who that you are. You just need to have that courage, that strong will to find Him. Not to be afraid. Not to be afraid. When you're afraid and you're hiding your sins and your mistakes, mechaseh peshaav lo yatzliach. The person that tried to hide his crimes, he will never going to succeed. He will always be afraid of people. He will always be terrified. He will suspect everyone. Maybe they're thinking about me. Maybe they're talking about me. Because you're hiding. Because you're holding something behind your back. This is why you feel like everyone are looking and you are terrified. You have you're paranoid. Because you're hiding something. Because you've done something wrong. This is why you're paranoid. This is why you're afraid all of the time. But when you will always going to reveal yourself and always going to do tshuva, and going to bring back, bring up all of your sins, all of your mistakes, and you're just going to talk about them with Hashem Yitbarach, and then you're going to understand why you came to those places. Not only, Hashem, I was sinning, I was doing something wrong. Don't criticize yourself. Check. Why? Look for yourself. Why have I found myself in that place? Why, Ribbono Shel Olam, I sinned? Why I was looking for such things in my life? Why I was going to those places in my life? Why? What was the thing that I was looking for in those places? In those restaurants, in those clubs, in those pubs, in those casinos, with those people, with those friends, drinking alcohol, using drugs, lying, cheating, stealing. I don't, everyone with his past. Why? Why have I found myself watching those movies? Why have I found myself doing those businesses? Why? Why I was dressing like that? Why? Who am I? If you can have the courage to look for yourself, so for sure Yetzara is going to show you bad things about yourself, you need not to be scared. What do you care? Whatever you're going to reveal is going to be the truth. So admit and do tshuva and drop it and move on. So you're going to reveal that you have some lackings, so you have some weaknesses, so you have some defects. So what? By denying them, you're going to heal them? By opening them up and revealing them to the Kohen will see them and going to heal you. And going to purify you from your leprosy, from your contaminations. וראה הכהן את הנגע, until you bring it all out, before that, you cannot be healed. The Kohen gonna walk in front of your doorstep for 2,000 years, and you will not gonna purify the leprosy that you have inside of your ass. Until you're gonna take your bed outside, and the closets outside, and all of your clothes, and all of your tables, and everything. And then the Kohen will see, and everyone gonna see. So it's gonna be a shame. Okay, so you're gonna feel insulted. Okay, it's gonna be a disgrace. But that disgrace atones. It heals you. It helps you to be healed. Because when you do tshuva, you bring back Hashem Yitbarach into your life. Why you sin? Because you forgot Hashem. You thought that you need to make money. You thought that you need to take care of yourself. You thought that you need to convince that. You thought thoughts without Hashem in the picture. But when now you confess, and you bring back that situation back to Hashem Yitbarach, and you say, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm sorry I forgot you. Please come back to live with me. Please come back to be with me. In that moment, Hashem comes back to your life. Asuli mishkan v'shachanti betocham. When you open a place for Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem comes to live with you. And then the blessing is over there in that place. And every lacking, and every wound, and every sorrow, everything is healed. And Hashem of Echa, Hashem got the power to heal you. To give you powers, to give you wisdom, to know how to go out from all of your embarrassments, from all of your dungeons, from all of your darknesses, from all your sadnesses, all of your stress, all of your doubts, all of your fears. Hashem can take you out in one day. Hashem can build a kingdom for you. Hashem can help you, can give you the money that you need, the advice that you need, the friends that you need, whatever, the wife that you need. Hashem just can send him to you. For Hashem it's all easy. It's very easy for Hashem Yitbarach. So why Hashem is not doing it for us? Because if Hashem is going to give you something and you will not going to remember that it's from Him, so Hashem haven't helped you at all by giving that thing to you. Really, to bring you to the purpose, it's not to fulfill your needs. It's to bring you to a complete faith that you know that it's all Hashem. So Hashem, He is waiting and waiting and waiting until you're going to wake up, until the person is going to totally wake up to cry to Hashem, to call Hashem with all of his heart. And then when Hashem is going to answer you, you will see that it was Hashem that answered you, and you will never going to forget that it was from Hashem. And that's a real salvation. This is why on the salvation we don't need to work. We do need to work on our faith. To remember that it's always Hashem. And whatever we're going through in life, it's always Hashem. That every good thing that we receive in life, it's only from Hashem. And when you see that it's all Hashem, you can contain the blessings of Hashem Yitbarach. You can understand the hints and the messages and the advice that Hashem gives you in every step, in every meeting, in every conversation. That's it for today. Thank you very much. Chazak u'baruch.